Welcome back.
Back, baby. We're back. Better than ever.
We're so back to Andover Moms.
Well, and now that I know it's not on camera.
Deb, you really went downhill since last week.
But you want to know why?
Why?
Anthony got Giardia.
What is Giardia?
How do you not know what Giardia is?
I've never heard of that in my life.
Okay. I mean, to be fair, it's a rarer parasite. But he got a parasite. He got a parasite.
What?
From eating the Indian food, the leftover Indian food that I told him not to eat.
Oh, God. Bob always does that too.
I know. So who's been taking care of everybody? Me.
Oh, God. What are the symptoms?
Oh, from both ends. I'll spare you. I won't go into detail. Hi, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Bob's here.
Huh?
Bob, what's the games going on right now? Some sort of championship or something.
Yeah, Celtics.
Celtics?
Are they even playing anymore? Do we even know?
You got highlights.
Oh my God, if I have to hear about these goddamn highlights one more time.
Anthony does.
I want to get some highlights in my hair.
Yeah, for real.
But God forbid, he spends money on that, but he can watch the highlights all night long. I told him one thing. I told him to be here for my podcast.
I'm in the area.
Yeah, he is. That's in the area.
He's in the area.
I mean, we gotta give him credit for that. Anthony is still on the toilet.
Bob, do you miss your friend Anthony?
Yeah, you know, he's going out both ends, you know. Oh, good for him. He's doing a cleanse.
Did he text you about it?
Bob, I'd love for you to get a cleanse.
We do not text. We talk on the phone.
Bob, why don't you go over there and get Giardia so you can, you know, have a little cleanse yourself.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your gut hanging out over there, your beer and your beef.
Excuse me. I roof every day. I'm on the roof.
Oh, God.
Julie? Yell for her.
Julie, come downstairs. Julie.
Julie, get downstairs. Your favorite godmother's here.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, baby.
Oh, my God, look at you.
So cute.
I know. Are you going out? It's almost dinner time. Why are you going out?
It's clown town.
Oh, God.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, is Ashley going?
Well, I hope not.
Is she going to clown town?
You tell me. Is she going to clown town?
She's going to clown town, Deb.
With who? Oh, Tucker?
Oh, no. I thought she stopped seeing that guy. I didn't like him.
No.
I didn't like him.
Julie, are you guys back to being friends or what?
She's hanging around with Tucker. He's not good news.
Oh.
God, he's still a bad egg.
He's a bad egg, Deb.
Don't tell me stuff like that. I mean, tell me everything. Don't tell me stuff like that.
So what are they going to do? They're going to go make out in the back of
the
Clown Town?
In the gazebo.
Everybody loves to make out in that gazebo.
I mean, I made out in that gazebo.
I did too. Me and Bob, back in the day, before he became a zombie in front of the TV.
Sweet.
Bob, is your team winning at least?
It's the highlights.
Ashley, we gotta sit down with her. We should bring her on. We should bring her on and talk to her. Julie, could you text her?
Do you think she would? I feel so
busy. Do you guys go on Snapchat? Are you Snapchat friends?
Yeah, Mom. I'll Snapchat her.
Okay, can you Snapchat her text her with Snapchat?
I want to see my face with the filter. Can you put it on?
Oh, the baby filter. I want that too.
Can you know what? I'm going to take that to Dr. Hirshhorn. And I'm going to say, that's what I want for my eyes.
I
want
to look just like a little baby.
I want to look just like a baby. Fresh.
Fresh, 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 fresh.
Wait, how's Billy's class? Didn't he have his first class this week?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Okay, look, I can see Bob over there shaking his head.
I'm just shaking my head. I already heard about it. I don't want to talk
about
it.
Oh, you got to stop. He is the most graceful child I've ever seen.
I'm not doing anything. I said my piece.
Billy loves his ballet classes. He's so graceful. He looks so great. Julie, why are you laughing?
He's graceful.
How was your Mother's Day?
Oh, honey.
Was it as bad as mine? Because mine was terrible.
All I ask for every year is one day of the year is dinner. That's it. Guess who decides to go to the mall?
Oh.
My daughter. My firstborn child.
Ashley went to the mall on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Was it for a present for you? I bet she was going to get you, you know, an iPod Mini.
You know what?
Oh, at Apple. God.
She got me a very sweet card, which really.
Well, a card. Okay, that's $1.99.
I know. Splurge, Ashley. She wrote that she said, you know, happy Mother's Day. You're wonderful. I love you. And I cried. But then she goes to the mall.
She goes to the mall.
It's almost as if they cancel each other out.
They do. That's devastating. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Deb. Well, you want to know
about
mine?
Your day.
Because it woke up. I woke up. I was like, oh my God, Bob's not in bed. He's probably making me breakfast in bed, something sweet.
Oh,
here we go.
What, Bob?
Nothing. I'm watching the highlights.
I wake up in the morning. Nobody's in my bed. I'm like, okay, somebody must be making me a little something.
Also, nobody in your bed. It kind of sounds like great. It kind of sounds spread out, baby.
Well, it would have if I wasn't woken up by Julie throwing up in the bathroom upstairs because she was hungover. Okay?
Julie. So
Julie was hungover.
Did she use the nice bathroom? She used your bathroom?
Oh, she sure did. The only person who made my day of the day, Billy. Billy, he came into my room. He did a little pirouette.
He did not.
Yeah, he did.
He did a pirouette.
He did a little pirouette for me, and it made my day. It made my day. I was like, these classes are doing such good for him. He's really coming out of his shell.
Oh, I wish
God forbid he had a father who, you know, accepted him. But I'm so happy for him. And anyway, that's all I have to say. So my Mother's Day ended up getting turned around after the pirouette.
Muffin.
I know, he's so cute. He really wants it. Don't tell Bob. He really wants a tutu.
He does.
Yeah.
We gotta get him one.
I know.
We gotta go to Target.
Can you imagine? Bob would literally have a heart attack right there. God. Then and there.
Huh?
Nothing. Keep watching the highlights. Bob, I do love you. Okay? I know. Oh,
that's
anyway.
That's all. I mean, listen. I said to Anthony when he was... I literally had to have a trash can in front of his face. And he's sitting on the toilet. I said, God, thank God that I love you as much as I do. Because
yeah, that's too much to say. I can't even imagine Anthony.
No way.
In that position.
Way. God.
Julie.
Oh my.
Did you even know it was Mother's Day? Or were we two blackout from the night before?
Where'd you go? Did you go to the house party that I heard about?
Yeah, obviously.
The one that got broken up by the police?
And you know what?
Sue's son was hosting it?
Yeah.
You went to Sue's son's party?
Oh, you knew I was going to Sue's house.
I didn't know that. I would have never allowed that. Don't you say that.
I got a buddy on the force. He broke up that party. You know what they were doing there, the kids?
What?
Molly. You know what that is?
Wait, who's Molly?
Happy drugs.
Who's Molly?
It's a little pill. They take them, they get happy, and then they crash. That's why she was throwing up.
God, it sounds like my pills. Just kidding.
Julie, were you with Molly?
I don't do Molly, Mom.
What's Molly?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a pill. It makes you happy, then it makes you crash.
That's what I'm saying.
What makes you happy, and then makes you crash?
I don't know, Julie. Julie, tell your mother what Molly is. All your friends doing Molly.
I don't do Molly, Dad.
Got a blood test.
Except for last night. Excuse me.
We can't condone that behavior. We're not like Sue. Listen, we're fun moms.
I always say if you want a drink, you can have a glass of wine. But guess what?
At the house.
You're not driving.
Not driving. And at the house.
At the house where we can see you.
And you're going to have one. None of this binge drinking stuff.
No, binge drinking's so gross.
That's for us.
You saved that for us, okay?
You know what I did find out, though?
What'd you find out?
You're never going to believe this.
What?
Sue went and bought out half the liquor store down on Main.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, saying she put it on credit, obviously.
Of course.
But Ted's credit card.
Of course. Right? Oh, disgusting.
That's her the only ex. Reason I know. It's the only reason I know is because Anthony told me. And she said it was for a party, right? She said it was for a party. No. Turns out, she sells to the kids high school.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
She's selling?
Yeah.
She's selling.
I found
out. To our little baby daughters. That's disgusting. I'm calling the police. That's disgusting, Deb. I can't believe you're just being so light about this.
I wasn't trying to be. I
wonder what's going to happen. There's going to be a tragedy. Kid's going to die. Boom, hit a pole. It's going to be under her name. She's going to go down for it.
I know.
You need to nip that in the butt.
I know. It's on my head if I don't.
It's on your head.
It's on my head if I don't.
Oh, God. That's devastating. God. Julie, you're not allowed to go there anymore.
No. Uh-uh.
Was Sue there? Was she trying to make out with some of the kids?
Oh, my God.
She was in the basement.
What was happening in the basement? Julie, what's that smile? What was going on in the basement?
Just don't worry about it.
Ugh, you know, I don't even want to
know. Wait. We got to... Okay. I feel like this is going to be a segment almost every week. Julie, you still a virgin?
Julie, are you still a virgin?
I'm not disgusting.
I want to hear this stuff.
You got to hear it, okay? Because guess what? It's a female body.
Excuse me. It's my baby girl you're talking about.
I don't care. It's a female body. And guess what? We need to talk to our daughter about it. It's 2019. Anyway, I have some fun, interesting news this week.
Because,
we talk about all things news, culture. Here's a bit of news for you. Did you know the Boston accent was ranked number 2 sexiest accents?
Excuse me.
In America. Yeah. Yeah, ranked number 2.
What?
Excuse me, Julie.
I mean, obviously, this list is wrong. It's Boston second.
What do you mean this list is wrong? What do you have against Boston? Julie keeps being like, all I want to do is I want to leave. I want to get as far away from Boston as possible. I'm like, you are so lucky to live in Boston.
Boston's strong, England baby.
How are the highlights going?
Still going.
Julie, I've had enough of that. And guess what? The only place you've been even waitlisted so far is UMass. So guess what? There's a very good chance you're going to stay here for a very long time.
You gotta go to state school.
Which, you know what? God bless. Honestly,
we gotta keep, We gotta keep her around. Gotta keep her close.
Ashley's talking about going to.
I thought she was trying to go to U of A.
She didn't tell me about that application. What? I forbade her from going to the state of Arizona.
Julie, why is she trying
to party school?
That's why I forbade it.
It's the biggest party school in the world. Why is she trying to go there? Is Tucker going there? Oh, God. Debbie, don't let her follow that boy across the country. I swear to God, you'll never see her again.
It's my worst nightmare.
Oh, my God. That's where all the meth happens.
Got a buddy in the force over there. You know what they do on that campus? Put drugs in their butts.
What? Whatever. Bob, who told you this? Your buddy on the force?
Yeah, he's a buddy on the force in Phoenix. Whatever drug you want that you do with your mouth, over there they do it in their butts.
Bob, that's disgusting. I don't want to hear you talk about that, to be honest.
It's true.
So they're putting the Molly in the butts now?
Yep. Twice as effective, twice as fast, twice as deadly.
Disgusting, Bob. I don't want to hear you talk about
butts. Well, that makes sense because I did read that women put soap tampons.
I have heard of that. Julie, do you know anybody who does that? Guess what? You'll die. You'll die if you do that. You'll die straight away.
Toxic shock syndrome?
Yeah, boom.
That's like triple the amount.
Julie, have you been doing that?
No.
Oh, God. Something I feel like we got to talk about just because everybody's talking about it is,
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. No, I watched like 2 episodes. I can't really keep track.
Oh, you did? I can't even watch 2.
Bob loves it.
Oy, oy, oy.
Bob, why do you like it so much?
Like Dragon Girl.
The Dragon Girl. she could be your daughter, Bob, okay?
She's from the past. It doesn't matter.
But you know what?
That is disgusting. Okay, Bob, that's disgusting.
It's a fantasy.
Oh, God, Bob, I don't want to hear you talking about that in front of Julie. What's wrong with you? No.
Well, that's why they put her in there. They're for the fantasy.
Bob, you're disgusting. You need to go to a clinic, okay? That means you're attracted to underage girls. That's disgusting.
They didn't say her age.
Okay, I have a super fun little segment for us. Yeah? I have this Instagram.
You do?
I do. I was like, anybody who has some advice for me and Deb?
Oh, that's
I said, anybody want to ask some questions? So I got some questions if we want to go through them.
Of course we do.
Let's see what we find.
I'm ready.
First question. What's Julie doing for a summer job? Well, that's a great question.
Wow.
That's a great question.
Is it a tough question, Julie?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm still looking.
You're still looking? Last time I checked, school got out a week ago.
She's going to come work with me. We'll put her on a roof.
No, Bob. She needs like a cute little hostessing job.
Oh my God, she'd be so cute.
You'd be such a good hostess downtown.
I applied for Indian Ridge and I didn't hear back.
You didn't hear back?
No.
That's rude.
Did you apply to Bertucci's downtown? I saw a now hiring sign on there.
What about babysitting?
Excuse me,
what?
What's wrong with Bertucci's? I put the roof on that building.
What's wrong with Bertucci's?
I don't want to see everyone.
What's up with you? You need a job for the summer.
Get a job.
All right, our next question. Does Julie jewel?
What's a jewel?
What's a jewel?
Julie, what's a jewel?
Julie, what's a jewel?
It's that thing that you think is the USB.
Julie, what's a jewel?
A USB?
A jewel.
What's a USB?
Was it a computer game?
You jeweling, Julie?
I don't jewel.
You better not be doing that, Julie.
I don't do it.
Do your friends do it?
All my friends do it.
What? Wait, all your friends do it.
Everyone does it.
Everybody does it.
Is Ashley doing it? Ashley does it.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's see. Should I let my tweens go to Clown Town alone this weekend? That's going to be a big no.
That's a big no.
That's a big no-no.
Why is somebody even asking that?
Nothing good ever happens at Clown Town.
No.
Okay. Can you have Bob let us know if Rogaine actually works? Male pattern baldness is setting in.
I'm a working man, all right? I don't got time to sit around and put foam on my head, all right? I got to put roofs on houses.
Oh, God, Bob. I put it on every night. Once you're asleep, once you fall asleep to the highlights, I put it on. And guess what? You don't even know. And one day, I know the grass is going to grow out of that little noggin of yours. And we're going to get a little hair, okay? So forgive me for trying. Jesus.
Joke's on you because the highlights ain't even on.
Oh, God, center. Bob. Sports center, shut right? up. Shut up. All right. Is Julie on birth control?
Well, I mean, Ashley had really, really bad PMDD, so I had to get her the birth control
what's
there.
What's PMDD?
Well, the doctor told me that.
Julie, I could tell you know something. I want you to tell Deb to your face.
Is she using that for something else?
Someone saw her leaving Planned Parenthood.
What?
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 Julia. First of all, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even know we had a Planned Parenthood.
I didn't either.
But God bless.
God bless.
I'm grateful. But second of all, not my daughter. She's gotta go to my gynecologist.
In Lawrence.
Yeah. All right. Bob, this is for you. Hi, Bob. Treat your wife with some MF respect. Those Mother's Day flowers suck. What is MF, Julie?
Mother fucking.
Julie, what are you doing in this house, huh?
You better watch that mouth.
You better watch that mouth.
Come on, that's gross. You don't say that. But I have to say, I agree with whoever wrote this, so thank you, because guess what? If anybody saw my Mother's Day flowers, I put them on my Instagram.
Those are beautiful flowers. Beautiful flowers.
Bob, those flowers were for a mouse. They were for a raccoon.
Excuse me, I bought those so that you could take them from home to wherever you had to go so you could show all your friends.
Well, thanks so much for being so thoughtful, giving me travel-sized flowers, but guess what? That's not what I want on Mother's Day. You want to know what Bob said to me on Mother's Day?
What?
He goes, I'm not your mother. He goes, yeah. He goes... You're not my mother. Why would I get you a gift?
True.
I just buy myself a gift and I say, Anthony, this is what you got me.
Is Julie allowed to get a tattoo? It's very popular with the youngins. The answer to that is absolutely not.
Julie, did you send that in?
I have to say that a tattoo that I can respect is like if somebody on the force dies and you're related to them, you tattoo like a picture of their face on your arm and like the date that they died and like a quote from the Bible. That's a respectable tattoo. Not something that Julie's going to get. What's like some kind of butterfly on a butt or something.
Bob, we get it. You're friends in the forest, okay? Okay, next question. What do you do for a job? Are you a stay-at-home mom? Okay, well, one, for a job, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
Okay? So how dare you separate those?
That's a rude question. Can you block that person?
Yeah,
block
that person. I got to block whoever sent this in because guess what? A stay-at-home mom is a full-time job. Okay. How did you and Bob meet is the next question. And let me tell you how we met. We're high school sweethearts. Yeah, we both went to Indoor High.
I got a story for Julie.
What?
You know,
is this appropriate to put
on here? We were in high school together, but when my father was doing roofs back in the day, and I was apprenticing with the roofs, excuse me. I was standing on the roof, and lo and behold, it was your mother's house, all right? And I used to beg to be on that job. I would beg to be on that job. So I'd go up on that roof and spy on your mother, Julie.
That's beautiful.
I look through the window at your mother.
Okay, that's kind of gross.
Well, it's true. That's how I got to know.
Well, thank you everybody for all these questions. I mean, these questions have been great.
Oh my God.
Han.
What?
Who's been making dinner when you've been doing this, huh?
Excuse you.
Those dinners in 5 minutes. What are we going to do? What?
5 minutes? Excuse
you. It's 5:55.
Okay, I'm gonna put some dinner on. I was going to make us a little lemon pepper chicken if you want to stay, Debbie.
Oh, I would love that.
You can have a glass of Vina?
Yeah, I
can
save another glass.
Okay, great.
I can save another glass. My mom came for my colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah, she's still here?
Yeah, so she's still with the kids.
Oh, great.
I know. It's been like a little staycation.
Oh, my God. I love that for you. And I love it for me.
I know.
Stay over. Let's have a glass of wine.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. It's been great catching up.
Oh, we love it.
We love it. It was fun having Julie, although she's got to go soon to... Where are you going, Julie?
Clowtown.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, let's get this dinner done quick because I'm meeting my buddy on the force. Yeah.
Oh, God, Bob. They're
going to take me out on a ride-along.
Wow,
that's gonna be fun for you.
Yeah,
that's
maybe we'll
dangerous.
Catch some bad guys, you know. Maybe you'll let me in on the fun.
I don't think you're gonna catch any bad guys with you, but
well, he might catch Sue.
Sue, she's an independent woman. She knows how to have fun. All right, what's the problem with that?
She's independent because Ted divorced her.
Yeah, that's exactly why she's independent.
Yeah.
Bob, Jesus. All right, well, everybody, have a good night, and kisses. We'll be back pretty soon.
Yeah, very soon, as soon as possible, honestly. Yeah.
All right, love you all.
Love you all. God bless the Bradys.
God bless the Bradys. We love that family.
Love them. Bye.